Week 9, Malachi. By the time of Jesus, Jews had come to expect a great prophet would appear first to prepare the way for the Messiah. And many identified this prophet with Elijah, or at least an Elijah-like prophet. This belief grew out of a combination of key texts running across the Old Testament. Two texts were at the base of this belief. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me, that is Moses, from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. This is Deuteronomy 18:15. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." And he, that is Elijah, replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." This is 2 Kings 2:1 through 2 and verse 6. The first text contains the words of Moses, promising that, in his absence, God would send a great prophet to speak to the people. The second contains the words of Elijah, spoken to his apprentice, Elisha, shortly before Elijah was taken into heaven in chariots of fire. Because the first passage does not identify who the prophet would be, and because the second reiterates that Elijah would not leave the people, even though he was already taken up into heaven in fire, there was an increasing expectation that the future prophet would be like Elijah, either the prophet himself returning from heaven or a figure like him. And the prophet Malachi developed this idea further. The prophet's ideas occupied an important place in first century thinking, serving as a bridge between the Old Testament literature and the belief of Jesus' day. Its position within the Bible itself suggests such a role. Standing both at the conclusion of the minor prophets and at the close of the Christian Old Testament, since Malachi's words were some of the last divine oracles spoken in Israel and recorded in Scripture, they echoed and amplified across the four centuries before Christ. By the time of Christ, therefore, the prophet's words rung loudly in the ears of the people. What Malachi emphasized more than any other prophet was the idea of God's messenger. Malachi's very name, in fact, means messenger. This messenger would come just before the great day of the Lord as a herald proclaiming the Lord's return to his people. "I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me," Malachi 3:1. "Behold, I will send the prophet Elijah to come before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes," Malachi 4:5. As we see here, Malachi develops the earlier texts from Deuteronomy and 2 Kings by showing that the coming prophet, the one like Elijah, would play another key role. He would be a herald or a messenger of God's Messiah. It is no surprise, then, that Malachi 3:1 and 4:5 through 6 play a key role in the New Testament, being referenced in all four Gospels. Matthew is the most helpful for our purposes. When John the Baptist's disciples approach Jesus, asking whether he is the Messiah, Jesus not only tells them about his identity, but also about John's. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare the way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there is not arisen one greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. All the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears, let them hear." This is Matthew 11:9 through 15, quoting Malachi 3:1 and alluding to Malachi 4:5. The disciples asked Jesus, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" And Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come. And they did not recognize him, but they have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. This is Matthew 17:10 through 13, alluding to Malachi 3:1 and 4:5 through 6. Here Jesus explicitly identified John the Baptist not only as the herald of the Messiah, but also as the prophet like Elijah. Yet this carries more weight than we might imagine. By saying this, Jesus is not only identifying John as Malachi's messenger, he is also identifying himself as the one whom the messenger proclaims. "I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord who you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come," says the Lord Almighty. This is in Malachi 3:1. As Malachi 3:1 shows, the one who comes after the messenger is none other than Yahweh himself. This is what the people would have expected. So when Jesus identifies John as his messenger, he is making an extraordinary claim. The quote, more startling implication of Jesus' claim is that the coming of Jesus is the coming of Yahweh, for Jesus stands in place of Yahweh.